Mr. Holdsworth through four.
In cahoots with the Thai police. So liaison with them was always a very sort of dodgy business. You weren't quite sure what information you were getting and whether the information was true or false.
What? Sorry?
What else?
I was going to ask you what impression you got of life in the camps, in the jungle, for the guerrillas.
Well, it was hard. There's no doubt about that. And they were so-called enthused through communist propaganda. And they obviously had mainland China as a source of inspiration. And they lived under this discipline. But what was interesting was that we learned that in the camps in Pera and further south, that a number of Chinese in these camps were willing to surrender, and also, after surrendering, were willing to turn on their old colleagues and lead security forces against them and kill them all. Which is an interesting commentary on Chinese character, I think, really.
What did you gather was the attitude of the local Malays in Kedah towards the guerrillas?
Well, they were frightened of them, but the Malay soldiers were not easy to inspire, and they weren't very good soldiers. And if they were told to patrol the territory, you couldn't be always sure that they were going to patrol it. And I think they had a certain amount of fear of the Chinese terrorists as well. It took quite a lot of effort to get them to move.
Did the guerrillas ever launch any attacks, or had that all finished by then?
They were fairly quiet in Kedah, because there wasn't much of a Chinese population there, and I can't recall any. The only incident occurred was when a bunch of police came across a village in which some terrorists were camping and were cooking, and these police had got into a firefight, and they weren't very good, so they were Malay police, and they were sort of sitting one end of the road and shooting, and the Chinese were doing a bit of firing back. But by the time I was called up to have a look at this, by the time I got there, the terrorists had gone. And of course, what hadn't happened was that the Malay police hadn't sent somebody around the back to stop them. So they should have done. Yeah.
When you went up in the light aeroplane, what could you actually see?
You could see tracks leading up to hills, and the odd bit of smoke, and that was about all. And you could see the odd patch in the jungle area, yellowy patch, which I think the Chinese terrorists used for training and to do fitness training and that sort of thing. So they'd cut the trees down, and you could actually see from the air these patches in the jungle, which is quite a good giveaway for picking out the camps.
When you went into the jungle yourself, what was that like?
I didn't go in very often because I wasn't meant to. It wasn't my job to go into the jungle. But I went in just to see what it was like, and I went in a couple of times with police patrols, and jungle was cool, it was damp, and you had to watch yourself constantly that you weren't going to be mobbed by insects of one sort or the other. there's animal life in, the odd pig flying by, and then there were leeches everywhere, and you had to keep watching for them. The Malay police were very sort of concerned for my well-being, and the Chinese surrendered terrorists who I went in with were quite surprised that I was able to march and walk as well as they could. They reckoned that the British soldier couldn't walk as well as the Chinese terrorist, or march in the jungle as well as they could.
Did you come across any camps?
One or two old ones, yes, but no occupied ones.